Jordan's farm opened its farm stand off a rural road in Cape Elizabeth about 20 years ago. But Carol Jordan says it's been within the past 4 to 5 years that consumer interest in buying direct from the farm has really taken off.
We have a list a mile long of different vegetables, but our big ones are tomatoes and corn and pumpkins and greens.
Kale, Jordan says, is very hot right now. But on this day, customer Nancy Wall has stopped in for eggs.
I love their eggs. I always buy my eggs here when I can. If not, I buy them at the farmer's market. But they just taste so much better.
Wall is something of a local food convert. A couple years ago, she says she started making a conscious effort to buy things grown closer to home and even joined Jordan Farms CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture, where she pays early in the season for future produce. Wall says it's not just about taste.
I buy a lot of other things here during the year, but I just like supporting local people, too.
Wall's view is aligned with most of the 600 people surveyed in the Maine Food Strategy Report, around 80% who say, given the choice, they'd rather buy local food. And local to most people surveyed means very local, within Maine. Co-director of the Maine Food Strategy, Tanya Swain, says the driving reason is to support local businesses. And the survey shows that consumers put their money where their mouths are.
Almost a third of Mainers said in a typical month they spend $100 or more on food grown or produced in Maine.
But the goal of the Maine food strategy is to bolster the state's food economy even more. And Ben Martins believes there's a particular food category that's primed and ready to be brought to the table.
Fishermen have historically been left out of this conversation.
Martins is the executive director of the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association. The food strategy report found that while two-thirds of those surveyed buy seafood, only half of those purchases are from Maine waters. Martin says those data tell him that the local fishing industry needs to do a better job promoting local fish and telling consumers where to buy it and how to cook it.
Especially when people are sometimes hesitant to buy fish in the first place, make sure that initial encounter with fish is a good one, and it's one that they feel comfortable with, and they leave with a sense of, hey, that tasted great, I want to do it again.
In fact, the survey finds that lack of access and inconvenience are among the larger roadblocks to increasing sales of local food, fish or otherwise. The Maine Food Strategy will hold community meetings over the summer to figure out how to overcome these barriers and better support food-related businesses. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.